That's my question! The question, jerk!
Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
After much checking, it turns out this is, in fact, the first answer of the week of the new year.
No, it's not.
It is.
This is the first question that we asked in the new year.
Making this.
But this is the second episode of the answer of the week in the new year.
The first answer of the week of the new year. And here's how it works.
Matt's new year starts on January 10th.
We ask the question on the Two-Headed Nerd forums, and then you can go there and you can answer it and take as much time as you would like, or you can send us your MP3 or call us at 402-819-4894 and leave us a message under 3 minutes answering said question.
Even shorter.
For this show, the answer of the week. It's simple. But before we can get started, Joe Patrick has to tell you and me what we were asking everyone this week.
This week's question was suggested by forum user Scott Evil, who said, hey, what's everybody's nerd year resolutions for 2015?
You know, I typically don't make resolutions.
I don't either.
But I always make nerd ones. Our buddy Cleon from Down Under sends us his second MP3. Let's see what he's got.
Hello, Two-Headed Nerd. This is Cleon from Australia, calling for the second time for the question of the week. My nerd resolution for 2015 is to reflect more about comics and communicate more about why I love comics so much. So this includes little things like perhaps blog posts about particularly affecting comics, or sending in letters to creators I admire, and also sending in feedback to podcasts such as your wonderful show. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys, and hope you all have a wonderful 2015. Bye-bye.
That dude's call was like 30 seconds.
I love it. I love it. Cleon, you just killed it. Let me ask you, buddy, you want to write a blog? I know a place you can do it. Huh? Huh? We're always looking for love slaves.
Look, now I got more content than I can handle.
Too bad. Too bad. You got an idea, and I'm listening.
Yeah, between Andy McBride and Jim that writes Nerd TV, I got no time off. Just kidding, dudes. Oh, keep it up. I love it.
Randy Andrews is a man of little time, but he does have time to make some promises for what he would like to do in the next year. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you internet famous Randy Andrews.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This week, you asked, what are our nerd year 2015 resolutions? Well, guys, here we go. First, to completely collect all the original Spider-Man 2099. To keep working on collecting Gen 13. To do 2 drawings a week. To read all the trade paperbacks that I own, and possibly to start my own nerdy podcast. That's it this week, guys. Hope you like it. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net, and my music this week is from The Magnificent Seven Elmer Bernstein. That's it this week, guys, and see you in another week. Bye for now.
He's got to start a soundtrack podcast, right? The guy loves soundtracks.
Loves him.
He's got to do it.
Yeah, I don't know what else it would be about. Those are all super solid answers.
Yeah. No, that's great. Got a busy year ahead of him, though.
Yeah, man. I can totally relate to the reading every trade that I own.
Yeah, I still need to do that.
Ooh, doctor.
Jesus. Nick Garcia hits us with an MP3, and he keeps sending us these pictures, and they're hilarious, for something called Chikara. Nick, we need to know what they are.
Now, Nick is contacting us on behalf of a mysterious figure.
Oh, that's
Black
true.
Scorpion the Three.
He's passing it on.
Forum user.
So maybe Chikara is Black Scorpion the Three's thing. I don't know.
Maybe Nick Garcia is Black Scorpion the Three's manager, like Jimmy Hart.
Okay, that could be. That could be. Let's see what he's got.
The Mouth from the South.
Hello, nerds. This is Black Scorpion number 3 answering this week's question, Scott Evil's question about our nerd year resolutions. I've actually thought about this one for a while, and the new year is probably the time to do it, so here it is. I'm going to stop buying new comics. Yeah, I've been in a sour mood over comics for about half a decade now. I show up to my comic shops, and it's just so disappointing. Seems like I see the same characters across 10 covers, or I find out there are hologram issues and one-shots and crossovers in just about every pull I get. And the only way I feel good about leaving the shop is when I actually go and look at the cheap bins and start flipping through old issues of things like Jonah Hex or old Secret Origins. And there's some really good titles that are out there right now that I'm liking. I mean, I like Saga. I like Astro City. I'm interested to see where Tooth and Nail goes. But I think buying those hot off the rack has really distorted my comic reading experience in a way that I don't think is really healthy. You know, I see prices inflating and I think about those titles as investments, or whether I like paying $4 for an issue when the trade's probably cheaper and I'm probably going to reread it more. So I think I'll just sit out from new comics for a while and settle in and get back to basics. You know, just read and appreciate the old stuff. It might be a nice time to finally read Conan the King or Concrete or something. I mean, there's plenty out there that's been sitting around and weighing that I just never stopped to bother with. And I want this to be the year where I get back to appreciating it. So that's it. No new comics. All right. Thanks, nerds. Bye.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's bold, though. It's a bold decision.
No, definitely.
And a difficult one.
But if you're getting down, you're getting a little frustrated. Yeah.
Take a step back, man.
Pull back.
It's okay.
Pull back. And I guarantee something is going to bring you right back when you're ready for it. And that's fine.
It's comics are not the problem. It's the comics you've been choosing.
Yeah. That's just
it. There ain't nothing wrong with saying, you know what? I'm taking a break from this nonsense.
Sure.
And I'm going to go back to the Golden Age. I love it. Well, not the literal Golden Age. I guess that was a poor choice of words.
Going back to the Golden
Age. Considering what we're talking about. Nick also says, hey, if there's any interest in nerd wrestling for the forums, Black Scorpion the Three volunteers. Wrestling and comics go hand in hand. Nick, you tell Black Scorpion we are into it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Get it done.
I'm always willing to talk some wrestling. Let's go to the phone lines here. It's from Lincoln. I believe this is Elise. The Google transcript has her as A space L-E-A-S-E. Elise.
Hey, Internet. It's Elise calling in with my nerd year's resolutions. Yes, I'm drinking. Hope you guys had a great holiday season and that Matt didn't freeze to death walking around with his shirt off all week. It's a new year, you guys. Let's make 2015 our bitch.
How did Elise know you had your shirt off all week?
So I have a lot of goals for 2015, mostly because I turned 30 this year and 30 is 40 in girl years.
Ooh.
Matt, it's going to be okay.
Kiss of death.
Get through this together, buddy. That said, drink.
She's drinking right there.
Hell yeah.
I think so.
I'm going to keep it simple and stick to the nerd goals for this call, of which there are three. Number one, watch a shit ton of movies. We have a lot of movies coming out this year. We've got Star Wars, Ant-Man, Jurassic World, Mad Max, an Age of Freaking Ultron with the huge Iron Man suit and the trailers fighting the Hulk. What? Hell yes. Number two, run the superhero 5K fun run thing that I bitched out on last summer. I was going to do it. I was going to run dressed as Wonder Woman, but I didn't. So I want to fix that this year. I don't know if there's even going to be one this year. But if not, I'll just pick some other 5K and dress as Wonder Woman anyway, because I have the outfit and I have no shame.
Okay.
Number three, make more art. I used to draw and paint a lot, and I find myself doing that less and less with each passing year. I think I should really make some time for it and get back into it. I have some good comic character themed ideas that I need to work on. I also have had an idea for a while to illustrate some of my misadventures in L.A. and put that into a book, including the time I spent all day walking up and down Hollywood and Sunset looking for that Superman guy from the documentary Confessions of a Superhero, only to find him as the sun was setting doing a photo shoot in front of an In-N-Out burger. That was an awesome day.
She sent pictures.
Maybe I'll start with that. Speaking of art, hope you don't mind if I plug myself a little, but I have a painting for sale. It's pretty good. There's a flyer for it up at Legend. So if any listeners in the area have a fishful of dollars and really like the movie Synecdoche, New York, and you want to help support a local artist, go check it out. I'm also on the forums under Elise, A-L-Y-S-E, so There you go. I have a credit card that I need to pay off. That's it for me. I look forward to hearing everyone else's Nerd Year resolutions. Happy New Year. Wisdom out.
All right. She's got a painting for sale.
Elise, that painting is very good. I've seen it.
She says it's pretty good. She spells her name the stripper way, A-L-Y-S-E. You can find her on the forums.
I got to say, a painting, a 4-foot by 4-foot painting based on the movie Schenectady, New York is very niche. Very niche
intensely,
audience.
Intensely. And as I recall, the movie opens with like a full-on like love scene starring Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't nuts. Know. I haven't it's seen like, the movie.
Whoa!
Elise did send pictures of her misadventures in L.A., and I think I'll use them to accompany this podcast.
I met that guy, and he smelled.
Oh, I bet, because he walks up and down Hollywood Boulevard in tights all day.
He smelled bad. They were like, check it out, it's him. And I was like, oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, it was sad. Anyway.
I love it. Great call, Elise.
Mr. Keith Silva, who sends music for me and a little Bible verse for Joey Patrick. What a sweetheart.
Happy New Year, nerd.
It's a little dead game.
Resolutions? Let's see. I got a few. First, I'm keeping my resolution from last year to buy more comics direct from creators and small press publishers. I kept that promise throughout 2014, and I'm carrying it through over to 2015. Now, I have to give credit where credit is due. I was able to keep this resolution, in part, because the staff writers at THN mentioned the website, smallpresspreviews.tumblr.com.
Hey!
Look, if a title like Belligerent Kitties Number 1, with a kitten hanging from a tree saying, that'll be $2, f***ad, doesn't make you laugh, I'm sure there's probably 666 Avengers spinoffs and at least one Larfleeze-centric event due this year. After all, every comic is not for everyone. So give the fascists a dime in the finger and visit Small Press Previews. Okay, here's the big one. I'm going where Matt Baum has gone and failed. In 2015, I, Keith Silva, resolved to read all 9 of the Love and Rockets trades from Joe's favorite new publisher, Fantagraphics.
Oh.
To quote John 11:35, let's say it together, Joe. Sacks wept. So it's time for me, the self-styled Mr. Big Too Bad, creator-owned good, to put his money where his mouth is. Also, I'm going to have to take a sledgehammer to my pull list. Not all of us can work in a comic shop or be Aaron Myers. Speaking of which, whatever happened to that kid?
Sad story.
Anyway, Love and Rockets.
He used to be involved.
There it is, nerds. Feliz Año Nuevo, or something.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Happy New Year.
Is that it?
Yes.
Little holiday in Cambodia in the background there. It's good stuff.
That's a song.
Yeah.
That's definitely a song.
Dead Kennedys. Yes.
I've only heard the Richard Cheese version.
Ah. Okay.
That's not true. Come on.
You've heard something,
I'm not
I
an
guess.
Idiot.
I like that. He's giving money directly to creators this year.
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. That's a really good resolution to have.
Glad we were able to help considering we get our funding directly from Marvel Comics.
We do?
Isn't that a joke we've made on the
podcast? Oh, yeah,
before?
They send it. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, keep up.
They never send us checks. I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, Keith, and thanks for throwing a little Jesus in there. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll get into the story of Aaron Myers, but this is a lighthearted podcast. We don't want to bring everybody down. It's a sad story.
I mean,
it really is.
No one wants to get depressed right now.
Man. Jason Sachs. Say what he's going to do. Not going to depress us. Jason Sachs, I bet he's got something good.
Hey, guys. Jason Sachs here at Jason Sachs on the Twitter.
Identifies himself
from
right
a
off.
Nice hike.
It was his resolution.
To do today in our cold winter air. Not nearly as cold as it is everywhere else in the country right now, but my hands are still cold from that. But I did fulfill 2 of my resolutions for 2014 or 2015. Geez. By getting out in nature and getting more exercise. Came home and I need to do some job applications because the resolution is to land my next great job. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to do some work on my next book, The American Comic Book Chronicles of the 1990s, for which I'm making great progress. And my resolution is to have that book done by San Diego Comic-Con this year. We'll see if that actually happens. A lot depends on how soon I find a job, I suppose. And then when I actually have free time, and if my wife is listening to me over my shoulder, she's probably laughing and saying, "You never have free time. What's wrong with you?" What I'd like to do is, like Keith Silva, catch up on my Gilbert and Jaime Hernandez, because they are two of the greatest cartoonists who have ever lived. And Jaime and Gilbert are artists who I've read for almost my entire adult life. But the series that I'm hoping to catch up on this year is Finder by Carla Speed McNeil, which is a wonderful otherworldly travel guide to Speed McNeil's fictional universe. I've read just enough of it in Dark Horse Presents and stuff to find it amazing, and I really would love to dig in deep into that world and spend a lot of time in what she creates. So hope you guys are having a wonderful new year and you're not too cold. Thanks. Bye.
So Silva and Sachs's new thing is to both mention the same idea. That's their deal. They get together, they talk beforehand. And he goes, "I'm going to talk about Love and Rockets." He's like, "All right, I'll do that too."
Well, they definitely have a trend of mentioning each other in their respective answers of the week.
"I'm going to call it this time. You call approximately 5 minutes later." So they're guaranteed to play us back
to
back.
Man, I love it. Obviously,
it was a coincidence
in
at
contact.
First. Now, a little weird.
I love it. We're bringing people together. Two-headed nerd, bringing people together. Jason writes in his email, "I resolved to say my name in my MP3.
That's a good one.
Consider that resolution.
That is a good one. A good friend, Shonix, hits us. He hits us every week. We appreciate it. Happy New Year, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Hello, Twitter nerd. Shonix emailing in with my nerd year resolutions. For all those listeners out there, I don't think they may not realize that comic books come out weekly, but they also put out like trade paperbacks of stuff that I'm not buying weekly or you aren't buying weekly, as well as these big collected omnibuses or hardcovers, and just more comic books. But I have a stack of shame of trade paperbacks I have to crack into. But my big goal is to read my Secret Warriors omnibus that I bought a long time ago. I've been wanting to read that, and I've just haven't. Also is the Emerald City of Oz, that Marvel hardcovers that they've been putting out from the Wizard, adapted from the Wizard of Oz books. I've yet to read that. My Richard Starks Parker books, I got two of those by Darwin Cook. I've yet to read. I can't believe I haven't even read those.
Me neither, man.
A lot of busy stuff to do, reading wise. And also something, you know, it's sad news that we got this week out of France. Or last week it will be when the show's aired. But it's really inspired me to get back into my comic strip, that is. I've had sketches, I've plotted stories, I've done all of this work, but I've yet to do any panel work. And I got to focus on that. But I also have to focus on some video games. Thanks for plugging the show, guys. Signed In Podcast. You can find it at signedinpodcast.com. But, you know, I've got a lot of video games on the horizon to play, and I have to decide if I'm buying a new system or not. I got to get on board with that. Plus, there's the Hawkeye Omnibus coming out. You know, the list gets bigger and bigger, and I'll be back next year saying the same thing again, that I need to read my Hawkeye Omnibus, or I need to read my Secret Warriors Omnibus. But, and the one thing that I know I complete every year is just calling into the show, emailing into the show, that is. I really appreciate that you guys allow that. I think it's a fun show to listen to. Of course, I love listening to my voice, but I also love listening to, you know, your other listeners out there that contribute. It's a lot of fun, and I got to thank you. Thank you. But that's about it. I'll talk to you guys next week, and peace out.
Sean, you're one of our best callers. I don't know how you could do any better, buddy. You're doing fine.
Never let me down.
But get those trades read.
Hey, look.
You got
to
do it.
Neither one of us can have any room to talk.
We'll get there. We'll get there. It's going to be one of mine, you know? And get those video games played. I'm going to talk about that, too. But you got a job, son. You're on a podcast. You have to talk about that crap. You think we just come in here and bullshit about comic books we've never read? Sometimes,
all the time. I'm going to give you here's a confession for this week. I almost stopped reading a comic halfway through and wrote a review of it anyway.
Oh, really?
But I didn't. I kept going. I finished it.
Yeah. I've never been able to do that. I thought to myself, well, maybe I could just, no, you're going to finish reading this.
I read somewhere that there is like a line, there is a percentage for reviewers, like I think when it came to movies, where like you can say, okay, I have experienced enough to make a value judgment.
Oh, I believe that.
And I think it's like just over halfway.
Yeah, that's not hard to believe.
But I've never reviewed a comic without reading it from front to back, because honestly, how many pages are we really talking about?
Yeah, but I mean, really.
I have been tempted.
What? 40 at the most?
I have been tempted.
I got to read 100 pages of Vampirilla this week, okay?
So. No, you don't have to. That's your choice.
I have to because you won't.
Nobody cares.
The people demand it, Joe Patrick. I'm just trying to give them what they want. Let's go to the Google Voice line.
I don't know who this is.
I don't either.
Oh, it's Anthony from Brooklyn.
Is it Anthony?
It says Brooklyn.
Yeah, it is. Tony.
Hello, Joe and Matt. Hello, listeners. This is Anthony from Brooklyn calling with the question of the week. What's my nerd year resolution for 2015? I am a recent career changer. I'm a first-year teacher, a special education teacher in Manhattan. And my nerd year resolution is to start a comic book club in my school. I had approached my principal about it at the end of 2014, and she said I couldn't do it because I'm a first-year teacher. I'm going to wear her down. That's it. I'm going to wear her down because the desire is there. The student population wants it. I want it. The world needs it. Yay, comics. So, comic book club, making it happen. Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Why the hell can't a first-year teacher start a club?
I don't know.
Where they're like, well, you know.
That is some territorial
what is that crap? Like, why? What are they gonna be like? You got a bunch of first year teachers that just like disappear afterwards, and then the club.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, talk to me again when you get to your first year anniversary.
Yeah, give me a break. Come on. I love that idea. I think it's fantastic. Congratulations on your new career.
Thanks, Anthony. I think that's an awesome resolution.
I think it's great. I love it.
Final caller. The man himself, Scott Evil.
I got called out by Joe Patrick, so I called in! !!
Welcome aboard, Scott Evil.
Says Scott Evil. Welcome aboard. Well, let's wait. Let's not welcome him yet. He might be pissed.
Hello, Joe and Matt. Whoa. This is Scott Evil.
That's exactly what I thought he'd sound like.
First time calling nerd. Reaching out from my secret volcano lair to share a few of my nerd year's resolutions for 2015. Number one,
yes,
I will buy more independent comic books. If I stop buying Batman, it probably won't go away. But if I don't start buying Lazarus, Chew, or Hellboy in the BPRD, they might just go bye-bye, and
true
then
that,
we all
son.
Lose.
True that.
Number two, I will go to a comic book convention, and I will go in full costume.
Whoa.
This is the year I finally show off my Sailor Moon cosplay in public. Number three, read Sandman.
I demand
it's
photos.
It's there. It's on my shelf. All million pages of awesomeness. I know it's supposed to be great, and this year I will stop being intimidated by the sheer bulk of it and actually read Neil Gaiman's masterwork. Number four, I will avoid spoilers. I cannot wait for Doctor Who to come back or Star Wars 7 to premiere, but how much better would it be to go in not knowing that Luke becomes the new Darth Vader or that R2-D2 is revealed to have been a Sith Lord all along? Number five, this year, I resolved to finally rid the world of that pesky Austin Powers.
Oh.
Well, that's it. Those are some of my goals for 2015. It's going to be a great year to be a nerd. And I'm looking forward to another 100 episodes of THN Awesomeness. Scott Evil out.
Tall order there, Scott. Let's aim for 12 to 15 awesome issues. Or
more
episodes. No, I mean, go awesome episodes.
I'd settle for 8 more episodes.
You'll get plenty of crappy ones. I'm just saying, if we get 12 really good ones this year, we did it.
If we can get to 200, I'll be fine if the rest of it just goes down the toilet.
How many supervillains do we have listening to the show now? Is it 3 or 4?
Well, we've got Dr. Carlos Danger, yeah, who has never called in.
No, but he is an eternal thorn in our side.
We've got Dr. Buzzard.
Who is just, he's never really attacked us.
I mean,
he
seems evil, but he's never really acted evil.
He sounds dangerous.
We've got Scott Evil, apparently.
He has evil in his name.
Who has been holding that Austin Powers grudge since the late 90s.
And Black Scorpion the 3, we don't know if he's good or bad.
I feel like he's a hero.
You feel like he's a hero?
I think Black Scorpion the 3 is a hero.
He could be. With a name like Black Scorpion, though, he sounds bad.
Yeah, but it's like a badass wrestling
or
name.
Like a 90s anti-hero.
He's like a luchador. Black Scorpion.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. That could be. He'd be like El Scorpio.
El Scorpio Negro.
I like that.
Yeah. We just talked ourselves into it.
Scott, thank you for your call.
That's a great list. I especially love, like, this is not something I would ever do, but I totally appreciate a resolution to go to a convention in costume.
Because I like that.
That's like a huge...
That's ballsy, man.
That's like a huge step.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Send pictures.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
No.
I don't think I could do it.
I mean, I have no desire.
This is a guy that spent the entire holiday season shirtless. I don't know that I could do it. So let's get into it.
Okay, well, favorite caller.
I already know mine. Tony. Well, Anthony from Brooklyn. I love it.
Why?
He's going to start a comic book club for kids, and he has to fight for it. He's got to fight the man to start his comic book club for kids. That's badass. I'm behind that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm giving my favorite caller to... Randy Andrews.
Randrew?
Yeah, Randy.
Organized.
Andrews. I'm giving it to Randy because he was the first one to mention wanting to get back to drawing, or at least to commit to drawing. And I have really been missing it. I used to draw nonstop. I used to have my own comic strip that I did with Dave DeMarco. I didn't have the time, or at least I told myself I didn't have the time, and I let myself get out of the habit, and now I haven't drawn anything in months. And I just have it's really been weighing on me. So my nerd year resolution, first of all, favorite caller, Randy Andrews, honorable mention, Sean and Annalise.
Okay.
And I am making my own resolution to draw more and to specifically draw the Untold Tales of the Two-Headed Nerd.
There it is. I was waiting for it. Good Lord, man. I was waiting for it. You know who else has been waiting for it? The listeners.
America.
America. More importantly, the internet.
The internet.
Okay. And that's the whole universe. Well, right?
Maybe. Well, I already got an offer from Dozo on the forums to ink it for me. Maybe I'll just like pawn it off on him.
Yeah. Just pencil it. Penciling's easy. We all know the inkers are the guys who do all the work.
And then maybe our friend Geeky White Guy can do the coloring for us.
I'll chase a chalk line around your dead fucking body. No, I don't want a signature from the tracer.
You know what? And after that, you can stop watching Chasing Amy. Just turn it off.
Feel free.
Anyway, so that's my number one, is to get back to drawing big time and to draw at least the first, to get a good start on the Untold Tales of the Two-Headed Nerd.
I mean, good Lord.
Good Lord, nothing. You wrote what is essentially 3 pages worth of content.
I've got a bunch more. And after I wrote it, you were like, do you realize how long it's going to take to draw all this?
No, I did not. That I was said your nothing
first reaction. Okay, so my nerd year resolution.
Well, I'm not done now. Yep. I have an addendum, and that is to read, and a lot of people also said this, I have just got so much backlog of stuff to read, and I really need to dig into that. And a lot of it is like classic stuff. And so the one that was I was specifically thinking of is I have this Usagi Yojimbo slipcase thing right here.
Oh.
And this is going to be the year that I read in a real way for the first time Usagi Yojimbo. And I'm going to make an effort to really get through a bunch of my backlog, mostly like indie stuff.
Yeah.
And I really want to get into that, dig deep into that stuff. And
just,
so
you just let me know. I don't want to get yelled at.
To piggyback, because you got all worked up about it, I'm going to say, hey, Matt, Sean, Randy, when you get back to the drawing table, share that stuff with us.
Yeah, we'd love to see it. We want to see what you guys are doing. We love that stuff.
Except for you, Randy, you pervert.
Ugh, man.
I'm just kidding. Randy's drawings are perfectly benign.
Perfectly perverted.
Matt Baum, what are some of your nerd year resolutions?
Just like you guys, I have a ton of stuff to read. I received the Fear Agent hardcover #2 from my little brother for Christmas, and I need to read both of those. I know I love Rick Remender. I know I love Tony Moore, and I know I'm really going to like that book, and I need to just burn through those. I want to revisit and finish Grant Morrison's Animal Man. I have the complete Animal Man hardcover too, and it's been so long since I read those, and I know I loved them. But going back to that, I want to write more. And I don't mean just write Like I write a lot. I work for a couple different websites and I write for the show and stuff like that, but I want to write more creatively. And that means, yeah, writing more Adventures of the Two-Headed Nerd, because honestly, it's my first comic book stuff that I've ever written. And it just comes out. It's so easy. But the hard part is writing it in a way that an artist can understand what you're saying and can recreate your vision. You know what I mean? And I want to get better at that. That's something I've always wanted to do, is write comics. I've always wanted to do that. Video games. I'm with Sean on this one. I need to get back into video games.
We're doing it this year. You and me. We're launching our comic. You and I together. We're launching our comic this year.
I'm talking about video games right now.
I'm saying the last thing that you said.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're going. Yeah, I hope so. I really want to.
It's happening.
And if we could do it weekly, oh man, that'd be cool.
No promises.
Probably not there, but a monthly would be awesome. Regardless.
Well, it's not going to be like a full comic length. It'll be like of course it'll be like a webcam.
Yeah, I need to get back into video games. I need to do that. It's something that I enjoy, and I've not made enough time for it. And I'm with Sean here. I need to make a decision. Am I going to buy one of these new systems? And if so, which one am I going to buy?
Xbox One.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's where I'm leaning. But it seems like they're both kind of screwed up for different reasons. So I don't know if you guys are out there have one or the other, the Xbox One or the PlayStation 4 or whatever. Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Email us.
I'm just a fan of the Xbox user experience.
Yeah, I kind of am too. And that's the only reason I lean towards it.
Right.
Honestly, I like the idea of having a Blu-ray player. Another one, I want to start reading more comic-related blog material. All I do is read news type stuff, or typically for this show, to keep up what's going on. But I want to sit down, I want to read more people that I really enjoy. Comics Bulletin has a lot of really, really good stuff that they just put out weekly, like their weekly columns that people write. Comicbook.com, another one, really good site. Comics Alliance, that's another one. They've got some really good stuff they put out weekly, and I need to read more of that. I backlog it, and I save them all to my reading list, and then I end up going, I'm not going to read all this, and I just delete it. I want to try and keep up on that. Try and keep up a little more on the human aspect. Like, I follow a bunch of creators on Twitter and stuff like that, but I really enjoy following them on Tumblr, because you can see their process and see what they're doing. I want to do more of that. Oh, I've decided that this is the year. And I have to do it now, because I'm probably never going to be able to do it if I don't. This is the year I buy an original Daredevil number one. Always wanted one. Never had it. It happens this year. Hell or high water. Done.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
Wham. I was waiting for you.
Wahoo.
Kaboom. Kablooey.
I ran out of sound effects.
Yeah, I've always wanted one, and I've just never pulled the trigger, and I've had a lot of chances to do so. This is the year I do it.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, I've cut back on my comic buying. I've tried to buy more original art and stuff like that, which was last year's Nerd Year resolution, which I've always kind of done. And I just love that stuff. I like buying old stuff and art and prints, and I want to do more of that. Now, I'm going to have to buy a bigger house to show them all off. So,
look.
Good news is,
the print
Casey just got a massive raise.
The prints, getting into posters and prints and stuff, that is a losing proposition, my friend.
It's a dangerous business.
Just ask our friends Super Fro and his wife Bavarian Aaron. They could build a house out of their prints.
Inundated.
Yeah.
Everybody this week.
Oh, guys. You know what? I have an addendum to mine. I'm going to make an effort to scale back in my comic reading, not in terms necessarily of the quantity of books, but I'm going to read less of the stuff that I'm reading just because I feel obligated to, and make a concerted effort to seek out new things that I'm excited about.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no reason for me to be trying to keep up with a bunch of these Marvel and DC books that I don't even ever talk about on the show,
or that I barely care about.
Like,
anymore.
I don't have a duty to stay caught up on that crap.
No. And I feel the same way. Like, I read Manifest Destiny number one. I loved it. Never read another issue.
Right. Yes. On the flip side of that, you know, is that I read all kinds of books for the show that I try out, and I'm like, yes, that was awesome.
Yeah. And then I never.
And then
read
because
it again.
I am so scrambling every week to stay caught up.
Yeah.
For the show, I never take the time to stick with the books that really made an impact with me.
You guys are killing us.
And so it's just,
why would you do this?
I am killing myself, and I need to let go of some things that I can do without.
Look what you've done to my friend.
I need to let go of some things that I can do without and make more rooms for the things that will make me feel better.
Make more rooms.
Make more rooms.
I'm with you. We could all, We could all make some more rooms.
I need to build a bigger heart house.
Build a bigger heart house.
I need to dangerously enlarge my heart house.
I think you're well on the way, buddy.
You betcha.
Thanks to everybody that called in. Always good to hear from you guys. And if you're thinking about calling in, just do it. Don't be a wiener.
Just do it.
Call us. We got a great new question this week.
What are you afraid of? We're not going to make fun of you.
Yeah, I mean,
you've heard these calls.
We might make fun of you a little
bit. You've heard some of these calls. But like you know that we could have made fun of some of these people, but we didn't.
You're
an adult.
You're tough. You can handle it. You've been made fun of before. We're nobodies. I mean, come on. What do we got? 14, 15 people listening to the show?
Our opinion holds no water with anyone.
Give me a damn break. We're adults talking about comic books.
Right.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. The new question.
Oh. This week's question is based on the recent Image Expo. We want to know what you thought was the most exciting bit of news announced at the Image Expo and why. Which one project are you most excited for and why?
We had a listener and friend try and blackmail us with secret information.
Turns out he didn't have any secret information.
So he could announce more than one book he was excited for. Turns out not only is he announcing one book only, he's a liar. Yeah, nice.
He slightly embellished. It was because he was so excited that he didn't think he could narrow it down.
Too bad. That's a good problem to have. Figure it out. Okay?
He's working through it.
Nobody cares how excited you are. Be a man. Pick one.
Well, we care because we asked.
Well, yeah. I mean, we care a little bit. We'll see you this weekend with another episode of The Two-Headed Nerd. But for now, this is The Two-Headed Nerd signing off.
give some sort of insult slash inspirational, like, what are you doing with your life kind of thing, which is how the movie kind of plays out.
Right.
But instead, it reads as a, what are you doing buying this comic book? You're an idiot. The end. And I finished that book and was disgusted. But it started going downhill way earlier when, like, I recognize that it's a book about villains, but it gets into some real problematic territory where, like, Wesley, the main character, is talking about how he ran across this female police officer and, you know, he didn't feel anything, right? He didn't want to hurt her. He didn't feel anything, you know, it wasn't revving his engine. And then the guy he's talking to goes, well, did you at least rape her? And there, from there, I went, hold on a minute. What's happening?
They were bad.
And I get it. But, like, the second they use, like, the rape of human beings as shorthand for evil.
Right.
Like, it pulls me right out of it. And it was just downhill from there. So, yeah, Wanted, man. It's a real bummer.
Okay. It was a bummer of an ending. All right.
What do you got?
I'm going with actually one of my favorite writers. I'm going with Grant Morrison's Final Crisis. Final Crisis, they led up to for almost like 2 years. And you had Dan DiDio, who was editor-in-chief at the time of DC, telling everyone that they were dropping all these hints to, like, stuff that was coming in Final Crisis. And it was going to be so big. And there were all these, like, posters that were released, we were looking at going, what does all this mean? Oh my God. And they even had a countdown to Final Crisis storyline that, like,
Jeff, which is terrible.
Awful. It was like Paul Dini was one of the head writers. And there's a bunch of other people that wrote it too. And, like,
Paul Dini was involved. Yeah.
Yeah. And they basically told you, there's, like, this is all going to lead up to Grant Morrison's Final Crisis. So I read it because I love Grant Morrison and I want to see what's going on. And it sucked. It absolutely sucked. It ended up costing more than $150 if you wanted to get on board for all the issues. And then the very first issue of Final Crisis basically wipes everything that happened in Countdown and Final Crisis clean. Just goes, nope, none of that happened. Also at the same time, Batman RIP was happening, which was another Grant Morrison storyline, which by the title, you would think, Batman's gonna die. But we needed Batman to die a completely different way in Final Crisis. You know? And it just, I was so excited for this story.
I think I read that editorial at DC really jerked him around with Batman RAP. Like, it was supposed to end, I think, with the death of Batman. But DC editorial was like, oh, no, we have to save this for our event book that's coming up.
Oh, it had to have. It was that.
And so he had to, like, really mess things around to get it to fit.
Either that or Grant Morrison went insane. Those are your two choices, because it did not make any sense whatsoever. Batman didn't die in RIP, and then, like, literally the next month died in Final Crisis, which just deflated any part of the death whatsoever. And there was, like, some big ideas and there was some pretty cool stuff that did happen. But at the same time, it was so bizarre and so time spanning. And they tried to do all these other, like, there were these side stories. Like, there was a Superman side story where he was fighting, like, this war world planet or whatever.
He was fighting one of the monitors that became evil and turned into, like, a cosmic vampire.
Yeah, that's Nix Yutan or something like that.
No, it was like, no, Nix Wotan was in it, but I think Mandrak was the villain.
Something like that. But, like, that's another one that totally switched gears in the very end, where all of a sudden we're like, well, what?
I'll give you that, because I think that Final Crisis number 6 is the death of Batman.
Yes.
And then you have to read those Superman issues, that 2-issue Superman series.
Right.
Because when it picks up with the next issue, all of a sudden, instead of fighting Darkseid and all that stuff, they're fighting Mandrake.
Yeah, it totally switched. It, like, the whole thing was this huge build up to Darkseid, and all of a sudden, nope, giant space
planet vampire thing is the bad guy. Out of in fact, nowhere.
I think that if you buy the Final Crisis collection, it's got those two Superman issues like edited in where they belong.
Yeah, they put them in the collection because it made so little sense. I was just like devastated. I was so upset at that time. And people were like calling for Dan DiDio's head. They wanted him fired. And everyone blamed editorial at the time. And it had to have been because Grant Morrison was writing Batman and doing a great job on Batman. And as weird as Batman was, it made some sense until it just completely fell apart with Final Crisis. And then it was just completely nonsensical. And Final Crisis fell apart, like imploded in on itself. It was so bad. It was so bad.
I agree. It was not good.
At some point, I'd like to revisit it, like, as the collected edition like that, just to see if it makes any sense. But I remember like closing the final book and going, if I had to sum this up in a paragraph as to what happened, I think I would just throw the book in someone's face and say, that's what it felt like. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. I think that after a year of Countdown was so bad.
It was terrible.
That by the time Final Crisis actually hit, I don't think people cared. Like, no. I went into Final Crisis thinking, okay, well, how can they salvage the garbage that Countdown put out there? And Final Crisis number two was the return of Barry Allen. That's where he makes his comeback.
Yep. And everyone groaned.
You know, like you said, it's got elements that are cool. Yeah. Like Barry Allen is chasing. He's trying to catch a bullet fired from the future backwards through time. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty badass.
That's awesome.
But the Darkseid storyline ends with Batman using a gun to murder him.
Pretty much.
I feel like this is the guy that just spent 6 years writing Batman and he ends it with Batman shooting him with a gun. That's not Batman.
And not to mention the Omega Beam hits Batman. It doesn't kill him. It sends him back in time.
Well, that's kind of the Omega Beams do lots of different things, but
just deflating. That's all it was. And it had nothing to do with Countdown to Infinite Crisis. Nothing that happened in that book affected anything in Infinite Crisis.
There was some stuff like the Mary Marvel turning evil thing carried over to Final Crisis, but
yeah,
for the most part, you're right. It was all lead up to nothing. And then Countdown to Infinite Crisis hit its big finale and it ultimately couldn't really mean much because it was carrying into a new event.
Yeah.
So you couldn't do anything crazy big in it because you'd overshadow the event that you were just starting.
Right.
As opposed to 52, which followed the event.
And 52 right? was a lot of fun. I liked 52.
Yeah, I did like 52. You ruined everything
when you smiled. Whew, this is a good one. This is a really good one. Man, I have a headache from ranting, but that was fun. I like that one a lot. Thank you, everybody that called. Thank you, our first-time callers that called in and made up their own damn question. That was fun, too. And if you were trying to call another podcast, I don't care. I loved it. Regardless, we have another question of the week. It is up now in the THN forums. People are already calling us. It's awesome. Joe Patrick, what is the question?
This week's question comes from Jason Sachs, who asks, in the spirit of the holidays, what is the best comic-related gift you have ever received?
In the spirit of the holidays, I am not going to be in town, but I'm going to call in, and I'm going to answer.
Good for you, buddy.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be totally awesome. We will have another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast going up this weekend, and we hope to hear from you guys who haven't called. We want to hear more first-time callers. We want to hear some old friends that we haven't heard from for a while. Hit us back up. Let us know what your favorite comic book-themed Christmas gift was, and we'll all look back on the ghosts of Christmas past together and just smile. It'll be great. Huh? No more of this negativity, at least not for 1 week. Thank you so much for everybody that called. It's your show, and it's no good without you. But for now, this is the Two-Headed Nerd, signing off.
This is Twinkie the Kid. Ever wonder how they get that creamy filling into the middle of a Twinkie's cake? Well, these kids have some pretty good ideas.